Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. People are hitting the sell button right now in the markets.
There are lots of conversation right now of take your profits. Yep. It's run up too fast. Valuations. We're getting into the summer months.
Elections are coming up. Well, you pick your poison.
Who's going to be president? Right. Is the one that's going to think he's going to be president? Is going to back out? All these different conversations happening.
Yes.
Dave, do you think that it's run up too much that people should sell because the markets are hot?
Cool. So let's talk about this idea of the markets first of all, okay? Because I particularly love that comment, and we've certainly talked about it before. But you know, Faisal, when people say the markets, they just randomly choose whatever market they happen to be focused on, right? Yeah. So if you were going to say the markets have run like crazy, you would be talking about the U.S. market, right? The S&P. In fact, you'd be talking about the Nasdaq. You certainly wouldn't be talking about the Dow, right?
Yeah.
And so, have those markets run too far? And is that market 100% of your portfolio? And if it's not 100% of your portfolio, is that the only market you should be focused on? I think there's a bigger conversation here.
Here's where I get frustrated about our industry when they're being interviewed. They use a few metrics for their story or their case. One is valuations are too high.
Yeah.
Okay. So valuations are too high versus what?
Right.
First of all, versus usually average over the last 25
historical
years.
Historical or something. Yeah.
Something like that, right? Yeah. Then they say, well, the market hasn't been hot. It's been the seven largest companies.
Yeah.
Okay. So they just kind of contradicted themselves. Is it the market or is it seven companies?
Right. Exactly.
Then they'll say, well, there's so much uncertainty with what the Fed's going to do. And so that when Canadians watch this stuff happening, it then turns into not only is the American markets are going to have a bit of a pullback here or a crash. Some people are calling crash that is going to go all around the world. And so the typical reaction that we hear is let's just go to cash.
But the conversations have started this week. It's come back again.
And I'm frustrated about that. Right. And I'm frustrated. And I'm not frustrated with the individual who's saying that.
Right.
I'm frustrated that there's a lack of information of what else is out there. We are very linear in thought process when it comes to the average investor. The average investor says stocks, not stocks, or
right.
cash.
Right.
Stocks, cash. Cash, stocks. That's all we're going
to
look at.
And ultimately, that comes down to a market timing bet.
How many times has someone come to you and said, let's buy bonds?
Right.
And they're buying bonds when they realize that's an alternative to cash and stocks.
Right.
Fair enough?
Yep.
Okay. Or let's buy GICs.
Right.
Or let's put money in a high interest savings account.
Right.
They're looking at protecting their capital.
Right.
They're not looking at the other risks. Now, you and I have said this time and time again. Every single investment you get into, cash, GICs, bonds, stocks, we'll talk about another one called alternatives in a second.
Yeah.
All have risks associated to it.
Of course they do.
People think that a high interest savings account
or a GIC is risk-free.
Is no risk.
Right.
And what they're saying is it can't go negative on the principal value that you have.
Right.
But the true value of it can be diminished and there could be opportunities that you lose out on.
Of course.
And I think this is where, at this point in time, is the markets run up? I think there is a market that has been frothy, but there's a reason why there's so much capital going to the U.S. versus other countries.
Correct.
There's a reason why certain companies continue to grow and they should be rewarded for that growth.
Right.
Like, there's some rational thought behind all this, not just emotive.
Yeah, the whole market isn't a meme stock, right?
Yeah.
There are fundamentals that underlie these things.
Correct. Right? And then when people say to me, Dave, that I should just go to cash because the markets have run up, and I say, is that your only choice?
Right.
There's no alternative but cash?
Right.
And they go, well, what do you mean? Like GICs? No, no. I'm not talking about GICs. I'm not even talking about the bond market.
Right.
Is there no such thing as an alternative investment out there?
Right.
And then they don't know what I'm talking about. Then I have to go into the explanation of what an alternative investment is. And right. for our listeners and viewers of this, an alternative investment, the way that we use it, we actually create these products for our clients that can still have the market participation without the market risk.
Right. Or without the principal risk in some cases.
Yeah.
Right.
And so when you can mitigate the concern of risk without losing the opportunity of growth, isn't that what people are looking for at the end of the day?
Right. And it's an interesting question when you have the conversation with people and you say, listen, okay, how would you feel about perhaps giving up some of the potential upside, okay, and shifting that so that we can protect on the downside?
Now, right? Depending on what day it is, they might answer one way or the other.
Well, that's the funny part, right?
But when you ask them, why do you want to get out of the stock market and you want to go to cash? Well, I want to preserve what I have.
Right.
Okay. And what if you can't, you have to have a couple things have to happen once you go to cash. You'll have to know when to get in again.
Yes.
So you're going to now rely on your skills of market timing.
And how many, just out of curiosity, okay, how many people that get scared and go to cash have the trading discipline and emotional constitution to buy at the market lows?
Well, if you got out because of emotion, chances are you're going to get in because of emotion.
Right. So and you won't get in at the bottom.
Correct.
Because you're terrified.
Correct. And so in the event that you are looking at a solution of cash and you're trying to use your market timing skill set to get in and get out, which is usually a feeling, by the way. Yeah. It's not a skill set. Yeah, it's a feeling. Yeah. Okay. Then what about the upside? Are you worried about that you might miss on the upside? And most people will say no, because the reason why they're going to cash, they're scared of the downside. Okay, so let me protect your downside.
Well,
let me protect your downside. But I want you to get the upside, because I go back to your retirement plan that I've created.
Right.
And I have certain goals that I need to achieve in your portfolio so you can reach the goals of the long term.
Right.
It's not a moment in time that I worry about. I don't want you to have the number one risk, living to 95 and running out of money at 90.
Right. Yeah. And we know from a behavioral finance perspective, people are 10 times as more sensitive on the downside. And what I'm saying, if we flip that, okay, they will give up 10 times on the upside. This is what they don't realize. I'll give up 10 times the amount on the upside to protect on the downside.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why things don't work out.
Correct.
Right. And so what I'm saying here is there are lots of options, right? And people need to educate themselves. A person in this place who's saying, great, I've made some money this year and I just got to get out because I can't take it. Well, wait a second. It doesn't have to be that market timing trade that the average retail investor falls back on.
Yeah.
There are lots of ways to build that to give you the necessary protections, but there's gives and takes on
Correct.
Both of those.
It's proper portfolio construction.
Right.
Right. So if you are transitioning to or living in retirement and you want to learn a bit more, or you want to know how we construct a portfolio to match not only your short-term goals that you have,
yep.
but to make sure that you have enough money for your life, for all the experiences of your journey that you want to have through retirement to protect for your healthcare, reach out to us. Say you're interested in learning more about this. We'll be happy to share that with you. Right. Just go to morethanmoneyradio.com, hit the contact us button, and just say, Dave Faisal, I want to know more.
Right.
And we'll be happy to reach out to you and educate. That's one key thing that we want to continue to do is educate, inform people, because the most vulnerable stage in a person's Right. life, financially at least, is when you transition to or live in retirement.
Because if you get it wrong in retirement, it's very difficult to fix it if you really get it wrong.
And it's not only an income thing. It's not only a cash flow thing. No. It is a preservation of wealth to pass on to generation after generation. It's to make sure that while you do all the other things in your life, you're still protected. These are the key things. Again, join us if you'd like, or contact us if you'd like, to learn more about the way that you construct a proper portfolio as you transition or live in retirement.
Right. Okay. So listen, I think that's an interesting thing. Now, whether they reach out to us or not, we do have an upcoming seminar, which we're going to be talking about these exact things.
Correct. We're going to go through four key areas: income, cash flow for the rest of your life. How do you grow your portfolio, your money over every market condition for the future? How to protect yourself for the increasing costs of healthcare,
yeah.
and how to have a proper legacy or estate plan to meet the needs of not only yourself, but the people you want to pass the money on to. We're going to do that on Tuesday, August 27, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay. The discussion around alternatives will take place as well. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. On behalf of Dave and Faisal, we'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.